want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges. And joining us this evening to help me conduct our next interview with Dr. Mark Serkis is Annie DeRiso. And, you know, Annie, of all the shows that we've done, I've been thinking about, other than breathing air, I don't think anything is more important than the water we drink.
Well, food helps.
Well, food, yeah. I'd say that's a close third. So air, water, and food. And our next guest, Mark Serkis, we're going to ask him about both of those issues. And he's going to be joining us all the way from Brazil. And I'm waiting for a hey sign from our producer. Let's see if we have him. And he just told me we've got him. So without further ado, let's go to Brazil and welcome Dr. Mark Serkis to the show. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us. And good. We got a good connection. I've been reading a lot of your stuff on the internet for a period of months, and I really wanted to talk to you about some of these things and have you bring them to the attention of our listeners. And we had a guest in the first hour, a prominent attorney, great law instructor, good author, and he attacks the use of bottled water both on cost and using recycled tap water. Do you agree with that criticism?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Do you have anything that you could add to that?
Well, bottled water, there's really no guarantee that it's good water. It's, the big bottles you find in the offices, the 20-liter or 20-quart size, these things are reusable, and they clean them with chemicals, and the water they put into them is questionable. The small water, plastic bottles, I mean, you have a problem with the plastic. A lot of people, companies just put regular public water into them. They're very low in magnesium content. So, yes, they might be convenient, but that is it. And they certainly have a negative impact on the ecology of the planet. We have islands of plastic in the middle of the ocean. It's not a very good situation.
Yes, our previous guest did mention the pollution problem, since these bottles certainly are not biodegradable. Also, what came up in the last hour, and I know you have addressed this to some degree, the Water Restoration Act. Are you in favor of the federal government basically federalizing all inland and coastal waters?
I'm not in favor of the federal government, period.
Okay. As Annie and I try to wipe the smiles off our faces here, you're kind of preaching to the choir with some of our listening audience on that, but what do you see as a problem with the Water Restoration Act?
Well, being in Brazil, I can't really comment. I'm not following the Restoration Act. But as far as if it's the federal government is behind it, I wouldn't trust it as far as I could spit. I haven't heard anything good about the government in so many years I can't remember. Everything they do is for the wrong reasons and the wrong way, and so it's just a matter of zero trust.
Okay, well, let's go back to what led you to leave the United States and relocate in Brazil?
Well, actually, I was very lucky. This was almost 20 years ago. I was living in Gainesville, Florida, of course, where I used a filtering distilling system because the water there was so terrible. But I got separated from my wife at that point and was suffering like a dog. And after about 6 months, she came over for a visit and we made love. The next morning I woke up, my heart was bleeding like crazy, and I prayed, for the first time in my life, I prayed for something for myself, and I prayed for a new life, and 5 hours later, I got the answer, where to go, where my new life was.
Well, we're
going to
hold it right there and find out where you went after we come back from these messages.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Joining us is Dr. Mark Serkis, along with Annie DeRiso, our news director. And sorry about that abrupt departure to the break. I want you to go ahead and finish after that romantic interlude. And you were bleeding from the heart. Take it from there.
I was bleeding from the heart, and I just went into meditation and prayer. And I first time I asked for something for me, I said, God, please, please give me a new life. I need a new life. And 5 hours later, I went to a friend's house, sat down on her couch, and I wasn't sitting 30 seconds, and in ran this crazy woman screaming about this place in Brazil in the interior highlands, and she and a little group of people had bought a valley out in the boondocks, and my skin just goosebumped, and I realized that I was receiving the answer to my prayer, and I didn't doubt for a second, and in 30 days, I sold everything, got my passport, and burned all my bridges, and actually I've only been back to the States twice, and the last time was 16 years ago. And boy, it was the best thing I ever did.
Now I have you don't plan on coming back?
No, I don't have any plan on coming back. I have 6 Brazilian kids, and I'm very happy here.
Yeah, that's terrific. You know, it's kind of interesting, the paths we take. I was just... I coach college basketball, and I was approached by one of my assistants who's working over in Europe to come over and coach there next year. And it's something that I'm kind of mulling over. I really have until about April to make a choice. And as things continue to deteriorate here in this country, sometimes that choice looks like a pretty good idea. But anyway, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about water problems, food shortages, and solutions to some of these. So let's start with... How's the water in Brazil compared to the United States?
Wonderful. Wonderful. We have tremendous water resources. 98% of our water, our electricity is from hydroelectric. I think we only have one nuclear plant in the whole country. I live on the coast. I'm in the point furthest east in all of the Americas, closest to Africa. But I have a project in the interior where I originally landed almost 20 years ago called Sanctuary. And I have this piece of land that is 100 yards up from the meeting of two rivers. So I'm surrounded on three sides by two rivers, and one of them you can drink out of 365 days a year. So the water up there, I'm very high up, and just the best water in the world. So we have a lot of water resources here. If you're living in Rio de Janeiro, of course, or Sao Paulo, a big city, then it's the same. The water is terrible. A lot of poisons in them and everything. And, of course, Brazil, you know, this one of the stupidest things they ever did was follow the Americans in their water fluoridation policies. And so everything is fluoridated, even the mineral water, the bottled water. So some things are the same. But if you go back into nature, the water is fantastic here.
Well, let's talk about fluoridation for a second. From your perspective, you know, working on people's health care, what do you see as the problems connected to fluoridation?
Well, it's a poison. It's, you know, very clear. It's poisonous. It's against international law. It's medicating citizens without paying much attention to dose. Mixing it with other poisons, it becomes unpredictable. It was one of the stupidest things that, well, it's one of the reasons to not trust the American government at all. This stuff was originally used by the Nazis in their concentration camps and prison camps, keep people docile. It has only negative health impacts. There's nothing positive about it. There's nothing beautiful about it. And it just shows that the American government at heart hates its own citizens. Do I need to say more?
Well, as a disaffected American, or former American, I should say, have you given up your American citizenship?
No, but I dream of it.
Well, I don't know. Annie, some days that seems like a pretty good option to me. What do you think of us standing in here? I mean, digress for a second from the main topic. What do you think of people like Annie and I putting our efforts to try to reclaim our republic and give some more power back to the people? You think it's a fool's errand?
Well, the attitude of that, I think, is priceless, whether you achieve it or not. I was watching a video tonight, an animation, 30-minute animation. I've posted it in one of my articles this week. And there was a great story about the whole banking system and situation since the Battle of Waterloo and the Rothschilds took over England to the present day. And at the end, of course, it shows people fighting. John F. Kennedy was killed for it because he was signed an executive order allowing real money to be printed by the Treasury instead of everything by the Federal Reserve, which is nothing federal about it. And at the end of this animation, yes, people had to fight and stand up for what's right, as did Andrew Jackson and Thomas Jefferson, and two other big people who, you know, fought the banks, the European bankers. But in the end, I think it's time to start fleeing. I have a very nice life here in the city on the coast. I'm building a sanctuary and a retreat center and a survival center. It's going to be really rough. I really have compassion for my American friends, a lot of empathy for them, because I think the United States is going to be decimated. The financial collapse is coming soon. Just looking at financial and economic things, it's like doomsday around the corner. And then this thing with global cooling, which I've been writing about for about 2 years. I've been one of the first people to start publishing about global cooling. and the natural, the dramatic climate change we're going through right now, and the dramatic reduction in food stocks we're going to experience, and the dramatic price increases that very few people are going to be able to afford, so we're all going to be tightening our belts. And it's like, I've been writing and publishing about this every week in my blog, different aspects of these stories, and...
Yes, well, you've been highly critical of the purity of water. You've also written a lot about food shortages, which I want to get to here in a second. But what kind of water system is there in Brazil outside the rural area? I mean, outside the urban areas, is it usable? I mean, you said where you're at, it's fine. But is this true across the country? Is it privatized? Is it public? Tell us about that.
It's public. It's your standard water treatment, fluoridated water, chlorinated water, laced with pesticides from the all the farm fields and things like that.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to get to, because even if you don't drink this water, even if you find a way to purify it yourself, just taking a shower with the chlorine can be toxic. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, different people have different sensitivities to chlorine. Some people just, it really doesn't bother, but it is toxic. Some people are very sensitive to it. It is a cancer-provoking agent. when you're sick, if you're facing a chronic disease, then everything matters, including your shower and the fumes and the water that's... One of my big things, my name to fame actually is transdermal medicine. My first book is called Transdermal Magnesium Therapy. I'm just about to launch the second edition of that. And I use the skin to get medicine or to get magnesium into the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just as easy to get fluoride into it and chlorine into it and any of the other poisons that might be in the water while just taking a shower or a bath. So if you're sick and you're trying to make a comeback, then you need to really purify these things. You need to surround yourself with purity. So then filtration systems of quality really become important and become crucial. My future, I'll be publishing a book hopefully next month called Humane Pediatrics. And then I'm on to, it's almost finished, my book called The Waters of Life. And in The Waters of Life, I'm founding a new system of medicine. It's a water-based system as opposed to a pharmaceutical or oil-based system, which pharmaceuticals tend to be associated with petrochemical industry. All the pharmaceuticals have side effects because they're really poisonous. My treatment system will be starting out with the purest water possible, meaning taking everything out as far as the fluoride and the chlorine and all the, I mean, the list is enormous of what's in the water today. And just that in itself, purified water with some minerals either added back in, is a medicine. Water is the most primary medicine if it's in a pure form. Dehydration is one of the greatest causes of disease, though it's one of the most central ones. And then my system of medicine is add-ons to that medicine. I have a book on, I have the only medical review, full medical review on sodium bicarbonate, baking soda. Putting a little bicarbonate or a lot of bicarbonate in the water turns it into a very potent medicine. In fact, in the emergency room, it saves people lives all the time. Sodium bicarbonate injected.
What does it do?
Well, it's an instant and very powerful alkalizer. It turns the body alkaline. And one of the basic aspects of disease is the body becomes acidic. The body has to struggle to produce sodium bicarbonate every day through the stomach, through the pancreas, and through the kidneys. The kidneys dump it into the bloodstream. The pancreas dumps it into the intestines to neutralize stomach acid. And then the stomach itself reproduces to buffer the acid. So the body needs to be...
We got to hold it right there. We're up against the break, but I want to pick up about this bicarbonate effect because you sound strikingly like Dr. Lorraine Day. We'll come back to Robert Zirk, or Mark Zirkus, after a word from these sponsors.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Dr. Mark Serkis is joining us here on the Common Sense Show, along with our news director, Annie DeRiso. And Mark, as we went to the break, you were talking about taking bicarbonate and some of the health benefits. Before we go back to that, are you familiar with Dr. Lorraine Day?
Actually, no.
Okay, she was a practicing physician out in California, chief of staff at San Francisco General, one of the premier researchers in the 80s on HIV until she really discovered what the cause of it was. It was a manufactured virus in her estimation, and she talks about dehydration being the primary cause of disease, and she actually cured herself of stage 4 cancer with hydration therapy. So that's you brought back a pleasant memory there. I've interviewed her a couple of times, but anyway, let's go back to bicarbonate, and you were talking about how mixing it in the water can be beneficial to a person's health.
Well, actually, the subtitle of my book is called Rich Man's, Poor Man's Cancer Treatment. And this is Dr. Simoncini, Tullio Simoncini from Rome, who's pioneered this work, but he injects it. He uses injection or uses catheters. My approach is oral and transdermal. You can take bicarbonate orally in your water. You can put a pound, 2-3 pounds of a bicarbonate into a bathtub with magnesium flakes and jump into it. Or you can nebulize it right into the lungs. And you very quickly alkalize the body. And very, very powerful treatment for cancer. Of course, you can use bicarbonate, and they were using it 100 years ago for flu and for colds. Dialysis units use it for helping the kidneys. You can detoxify uranium with it. You can clean your refrigerator with it. You can do anything with it. And the whole body, when everything works better in the body, all physiological processes work better when the pH of the body is correct. So it is an incredible assistance when you're doing hydration. Of course, the best drinking water in the world, you go up into the mountains, has good levels of bicarbonate in it, good levels of magnesium in it. So bicarbonate is one of the most basic medicines. It's the most inexpensive medicine. It's very easy to use. You don't have to fly to Rome and spend $20,000 or $30,000 and have it injected into you. You can go to the supermarket and buy Arm & Hammers, which is just fine. And it's certainly better than the flu shot for flu. No comparison.
Okay, so I bet a good number of my listeners are rushing for their pencils and paper. So let's talk about the kind of conditions to treat. You put bicarbonate in your Arm & Hammer in your bathtub, and mm-hmm. you soak in it. What kind of people would this be useful in treating? What kind of conditions?
Well, just about every condition. It's pH is a fundamental measurement of body physiology. It's almost impossible to be neutral pH. If you're neutral pH, if you have a good pH, you're going to be healthy, basically. Hydrated with a good pH. Almost every disease, every chronic or even acute disease is a movement into the acid range. So to practice medicine, I mean, I would advise people to go to my site. It's sodiumbicarbonate.imva.info. That's IMVA. That stands for International Medical Veritas Association, which I'm the director of, IMVA.info. And it's the only full medical review of bicarbonate in the world. And all you need is some pH paper to practice it and the bicarbonate. And it's good to, of course, study about it. I have a site with a lot of information that's freely available.
Yeah, no prescription needed.
No prescription needed. And just adding, you know, bicarbonate in general, a little bit to your water all the time is just a wonderful health practice. Bicarbonate, the body has to struggle to make enough bicarbonate. With a regular American diet, for sure. I mean, if anybody's eating anything even close to an American diet, the environment is very toxic. We need more bicarbonate to help detoxify the body. So people get behind. The pancreas and kidneys just cannot keep up. And diabetes, of course, is in part a magnesium deficiency and a bicarbonate deficiency. So you can only help people when you use bicarbonate. It's just...
Interesting. I've been reading, Mark, that the current tap water and a lot of American water supplies robs people of their magnesium in their body. Are you aware of that?
Well, yeah, if any toxicity will run down the magnesium levels even further. The best water, of course, is a high magnesium water, which doesn't really exist in the United States, even with the bottled water companies. There's very low magnesium levels. Of course, the poisons in the air, the poisons in the water, and pharmaceutical drugs, eating white rice, white bread, white pasta, white spaghetti, white salt, white sugar, all run the magnesium levels down, especially because they don't have any magnesium in them when they all should in the natural state. Whole wheat bread or whole wheat flour has 100 times more magnesium than white flour.
When we come back from the break, I want to ask about the application methods in the bathtub and if it negates these negative chemicals that are already there. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Mark and Annie on the other side.
It's a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Everybody's talking at me. Joining us is Mark Cercas, Dr. Mark Cercas, and he's joining us all the way from Brazil. And as he said, he's in the location in his country that's the closest to Africa, farthest east in all the Americas. Anyway, Mark, I got a couple questions before I turn it back to Annie. She's got a whole slew of questions for you. But one, before we go back to my bicarbonate question, I've got a question from a listener here. He says, I'm taking blood pressure medication, and I understand that bicarb is bad to take while on these. Can you ask Mark if this is true?
I doubt if it's true, but he should not be taking this medication. He should take magnesium. There's no replacement for magnesium. Pharmaceutical blood pressure medication is not a substitute for repleting your cellular levels, not your blood levels, just cellular levels of magnesium. As a secondary medication for, let me get it out, I have a bottle here, for high blood pressure is this wonderful work of a doctor, let me see, I have him, Dr. Joe Pendergast. He's very big into the L-arginine. He sells his formula, and there are plenty of other companies that sell it also. Taking 5 grams to 10 grams of L-arginine a day will clean out the plaque. It's just amazing how it just cleans the plaque out of the blood vessels. Magnesium, this, and bicarbonate will just run rings around any pharmaceutical high blood pressure medicine. So his question actually is backwards. If there is any truth in what they say, he should stop taking his medication or cut down very quickly and replace it with very high levels for 6 months of magnesium chloride, putting it all over his skin transdermally, taking baths, drinking it, taking the L-arginine formula, and looking up this work of Dr. Joe Pantagruel. And taking bicarbonate.
Okay, for the benefit of the listeners here, how do you spell pantograph?
Let's see. It's P-R-E-N-D-E-R-G-A-S-T.
Okay.
Pendergast.
Okay.
Joe Pendergast.
Before I turn it over to Annie, I'd like to ask, we've talked about the toxins and they're in the water. It's bad for it to enter your body through your biggest organ, your skin. So if you put Arm & Hammer in your bathtub before you get into soak, does this help mitigate the toxins that are already in the water?
Yes. If you're using chlorinated water, you're going to want to put in sodium thiosulfate first. It's the stuff you get in fish stores, you know, pet fish.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put this stuff in, this thiosulfate, in the water before you put the fish in, because if you don't, the fish will die from the chlorine very quickly. So sodium thiosulfate, it's the stuff you, when you go to a hot spring that sells a sulfur, it's very natural. So you throw that in first, neutralizes the chlorine, then you put the bicarbonate in, and bicarbonate is always a buffer. It's always a neutralizer. So yes, it'll help. And then always use magnesium, either magnesium flakes, or Dead Sea salt, or even Epsom salt. It's always better having a filtered water, a very clean water to take a bath in, but that's not always possible.
Not always possible, depending on where you live. It's a shame we have to go to such measures to protect us from our own water supply. Let's go to Annie. Annie, you had a couple of questions for Mark.
Yes. Now, from what I understand, the FDA has approved that extra fluoride be added to bottled water, and also they're making baby water with fluoride to be added to the formula. And so it just really makes me wonder about the report that says fluoride calcifies the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes, Mark?
Well, yes, and it's and the thyroid. Of course, it's a thyroid poison because it replaces the iodine, being a halogen. And yes, it goes into the pineal gland. And for children and babies, it's a poison, and it's totally crazy, totally crazy. Only the government does totally off the wall, stupid, cruel, and terrorist. There's no greater terrorist in the world and the American government, and things like this, putting fluoride. And I've never trusted the doctors in my life, and I always trusted my dentists, and dentists are very good, like mechanics. But when I found out eventually about their attitudes towards fluoride and mercury, I mean, man, these people, I mean, there's no justification and no dental justification for fluoride for adults. And for children, it's just especially cruel.
Almost makes you think it's being done on purpose, doesn't it, Mark?
It is being done on purpose. The people, the richest people, the people who come from centuries before, from the Rothschild families to the Rockefellers to the Morgan family and all these very powerful, they've made their money poisoning humanity. We treat cows and sheep better than we do humans. My book on vaccines is a free book available on my publications.imva.info site. It's called The Terror of Pediatric Medicine. I mean, they just love to poison people. They just make money out of it. This thing about injecting mercury into babies from the day they're born. Now, in the United States, they stopped doing it the day they're born. They still inject them with the hepatitis B vaccine, which they don't need. But in most of the rest of the world, the third world, they still have 50 micrograms of mercury, and they inject it into the babies, and the American company says it's no problem. Injecting mercury, which is which is a problem, of course, in our water and our air. The American industry, the coal-fired plants, putting out 50 tons of mercury into the air. Do they say anything about that? No, they just huff and puff about CO2, which is a very healthy, necessary gas that plants love. There'd be no life on this planet without CO2. But mercury is very nasty stuff. If you live downwind of a coal-fired smokestack or a crematorium or a incinerator, a municipal incinerator, they're all putting out mercury in the air and downwind. Good luck.
You know, you're preaching to the choir. We've been down this road on this show many, many times. Andy, before I turn it back over to you, we've got another question from a listener. It says, could you please ask Dr. Serkis about taking a daily mixture of ascorbic acid and potassium bicarbonate along with magnesium oxide supplements? Is this a good combination?
Well, it's reasonable. potassium bicarbonate is wonderful. I'm having a company formulate a formula of potassium bicarbonate, sodium bicarbonate, magnesium, calcium, citric calcium, and magnesium chloride, I believe. Magnesium carbonate.
Yeah, and I believe that's what he's asking here. He said ascorbic acid, potassium bicarbonate, and magnesium oxide.
It's okay. The magnesium oxide is a iffy thing because not everybody can absorb it very well. You need very good hydrochloric acid in the stomach to break down any of these solid forms of magnesium, like magnesium oxide. It's a good form. But it's liquid magnesium, like magnesium chloride, is the best.
Okay, back to you, Annie.
Well, I was just going to say, most everybody has seen the movie about Erin Brockovich, where she was exposed to the hexavalent chromium, and a report came out recently that was talking about here in the States that 31 of 35 states that were tested for this hexavalent chromium were positive in the tap water.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about that, Mark?
Well, I don't know the exact information as far as the how many states and things like that, but yes, chromium is a big problem. There's a long list of water things that are in the water that are very problematic, and it's pretty hard to stay healthy drinking unfiltered water. It's just, eating poisonous food, drinking poisonous water, and the air. I mean, it's a lethal combination, and no wonder so many people are facing so many health problems. And some of the things are nastier than others. This chromium is very nasty. The mercury is very nasty. The rocket fuel, it's
showing up in mother's milk.
Oh yeah, mother's milk and breast milk. I mean, babies today are born already toxic. Their bloodstreams test positive for a whole list of chemicals.
Is that because of the connection with the placenta and the fact that the mother is drinking poison water?
Poison water, poison air, being given injections for like these. They just rush to inject the flu vaccine into the mother. It goes right into the baby with the mercury and everything. In 1999, the American government was one of the people responsible for vaccines. Sorry. We didn't know how much mercury was in the vaccines. We've passed the legal level that the FDA allows. And we're going to start taking the mercury out of vaccines, which they started to do very slowly. And in 2004, they approved again mercury in the flu shots, which they love to give people every year, and saying there's just no problem with it. There's no study and no proof that a poison is a poison anymore. Mercury, a very strong neurological poison, up there with uranium, is all of a sudden no problem to inject it into babies starting at 6 months of age.
We're going to have you back on to talk about that. We've done shows on vaccines in the past, and we're not even going to get to the coming food riots that are there, but we're going to have you back on. But I'd like to know a little bit more about Brazil. If you were practicing here in the United States, my suspicion is the FDA would be coming down on you hot and heavy. Do you have any such government interference or any interference from organizations like Codex?
Well, now we do. A few years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, with the President Lula, they made a proclamation from the Secretary of Health to all the hospitals and clinics that they can be paid for using acupuncture and herbal therapy and different forms of natural medicine. But because of these international laws and agreements, Codex has come to Brazil, and they are now witch hunting, you know, practitioners of naturopathic medicine.
And they are here. We've got callers lining up, and we're not going to probably get to all of them, but let's go to Roger in Kentucky. Hi, you're on with Mark Circus, Dave and Annie.
Hi. I had two questions originally for your first guest, but I think only one's appropriate now. It's about distilled water. I have to have distilled water for two medical devices, one for me and one for my mother. I had been buying it at a big box store, whose name you might guess, and decided that it was questionable what I was getting, so I bought a water distillation unit and distilled my own. I already know that you only distill out impurities that have a boiling point higher than water. Everything that boils lower than water, you get through the distillation process. But, you know, what are you getting actually when you buy distilled water? Are there any problems in reliability on that?
Good question.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's in plastic usually. So it's almost impossible for the plastic not to contaminate the water at least. I mean, I have a chapter I wrote many years ago called The Science of the Pure. And anything that's super pure, like distilled water or clay, for instance, has this incredible power to attract the impure. So you put pure water, distilled water, in a plastic container, and now you really don't have pure water anymore. It starts to get a little bit of plastic involved. So, yes, the best way is to make your own, store things in glass. And if you're going to drink the distilled water, then add a little bit of bicarbonate and a little bit of magnesium chloride. And you can get this, it's called magnesium oil. It's the stuff I recommend. You can see on my sites. I have a site called magnesiumforlife.com, and I recommend this stuff called Ancient Minerals. It comes from Europe. It comes from 1,500 meters below the ground. It's a 250 million year old underground trap sea. Very, very, very pure. You just put a little bit of that, a little bit of Arm & Hammer's in, and then you have excellent drinking water after it's been distilled.
Okay. Okay, now, Roger,
my mother
had we got a scoot.
Okay.
Thanks. Let's go to Sandra in Texas. Hi, Sandra. What's on your mind?
I'm so jealous of him living in Brazil. I had a Brazilian exchange student, and they love their country, and I love Brazil. But anyway, my husband and I, we own a water company. He's second generation. And I didn't know if you use semiconductor grade on your water, if you're familiar with nanofiltration technology.
We got to have a brief answer on that, too, because we're pushing the break.
Oh, but I was going to tell you, too, Doctor, you'd be real jazzed about this. My husband has designed a reverse osmosis that uses low energy, 50 gallon a day, 20 PSI on the run, where you can bug out with that dude, and it makes 50 gallons a day, and it's potable.
Well, Sandra, would you mind leaving your contact information with my producer before you go? But go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, please send an email to me if that's if he's commercializing it. I want to know about it. Send my email's director at imva.info.
I didn't get, because my husband built a DI plant. What is it?
Oh, a director at imva.info. And yes, I'm aware of this new material,
energy, the nanofiltration.
Nanofiltration with nanocarbon.
Mm-hmm.
That's just coming out onto the market.
Well, I know you've got callers, but what we're doing with our customers now is we use some coconut shell. We're putting fluoride stoppers before the coconut shells, and we're doing other things that will prevent them from getting, like what Annie was talking about, any other pollutants, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Please send an email.
Sandra, the Common Sense Show at yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Or leave your contact information with our producer, and I'll be in touch. This is worthy of inclusion on our new segment. And I know that Mark certainly wants to hear from you as well. And Mark, I'll make sure on the archives that I get this up. We're up against the break. Sandra, thanks for a great call, and I look forward to hearing from you. Rudy, stay tuned. We got time for one quick question from you, and we come back from the break.
It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Our special guest this evening in the second hour has been Dr. Mark Cercas, speaking to us all the way from Brazil. And we're really, really rushed, but we're going to try to squeeze in one call. So let's go to Rudy in New York. And hi, Rudy. I'm sorry, but we got time just for one quick question.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, go ahead, Rudy.
Yeah, quickly. What amount of bicarbonate I can put into a glass of water? Is it a spoon, half spoon?
The maximum dosage, you can read it right on the Arm & Hammer's box, is 7 half teaspoons a day for a big man, a full adult.
And how much content of water?
Would be 2 to 3 half teaspoons in 8 ounces of water a day. I don't recommend using much bicarbonate without monitoring the self with pH strips, taking a urinary and saliva pH.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the call, Rudy. We've got to move. Mark, this has been terrific, and we've got to have you back on. I can't tell you the number of emails that I'm not going to get to ask you these questions, and certainly we couldn't squeeze in all callers, but I hope you'll agree to come on sometime later this winter, early in the spring. But before we let you go, I want you to tell everyone how they can get a hold of you so they can find out more about your products and your books.
Well, I have a whole series of sites. I publish every week, three, four times a week, a blog. My site is blog.imva.info. My books can be seen at publications.imva.info. And on the top of all my sites are navigation bars. We can go to one of my 15 sites. I have sites on global cooling. I have a site on agricultural site. I have a site called Into the Ashes about the dramatic situation that's occurring in the financial and economic worlds. We were supposed to talk about food shortages tonight.
Well, we're going to get to that the next time, I promise.
But that is a serious thing that's coming on like a freight train coming down, barreling down the tracks. The prices of food are going to shoot up, and a lot of people in the world, I'm talking billions, are going to be hard-pressed to get enough food. So.
Yeah, I know, and it's going to be unfortunate, and unfortunately the poor are going to be hit the hardest. Well, Mark, thanks so much for being gracious with your time. I know it's late back there, and I'll be in touch with you soon to hopefully book another interview, and best of luck with your work and staying out of the reaches of Codex.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good evening.
Pleasure.
Dr. Mark Cirkus, ladies and gentlemen. We've just got a brief time left before we leave the air, but Annie, we needed 2 hours for Mark.
Yes, and would you spell his last name for the guest, please?
Yes, you could also Google Mark if you didn't get all those website addresses, but his name is spelled S-I-R-C-U-S. Pronounced circus, just like a circus, but it's spelled S-I-R-C-U-S. And I want to give special thanks to Professor Robert Glennon, Professor of Law at the U of A Law School, for joining us in the first hour, and certainly to Mark for joining us here in the second hour. And mostly I want to thank you, the callers, for making this the show that it is. Great questions, both email and call in. And let me take just a moment and talk about next week's show. We have my pleasure to have Lorraine Murray on. And if you've never heard Lorraine Murray, who's well-versed on so many topics, you're in for a real treat. She's going to join us after our news segment. We're going to keep her for the balance of the show. We're going to talk about the actual piracy that's going on with our water supplies in America, and we're going to explore that in depth. And on the 30th, we're going to do a show on what's really going on in the Gulf. And on the 6th of February, we have on our favorite Jim Mars. So, Annie, thanks so much for your help tonight, our news director of the Common Sense Show. And you guys out there in Radio Land, go have a great week. God bless.
Thanks, everybody.